Time for the Did You Know Show on this June 5th, Monday. First one of this week. Myself and Cody Felicia here.
Hello.
Today for the Did You Know Show. And you got one for us?
I do. This one's pretty cool. I actually just found it. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Okay. So some cats are actually allergic to people. Yeah, no, seriously.
That's funny.
Yeah, FYI, for all you people allergic to cats, they might be allergic to you too. It's pretty uncommon due to the fact that we bathe ourselves more often than the other species and we don't shed as much hair or dead skin. But yes, it does happen. Cats can be allergic to you.
Cats can be allergic to its own owner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my daughter's allergic to cats and she loves them so much and I think the cat's allergic to her too. But they love each other from afar,
yeah,
you know.
Right. They're just from a distance, a little love from a distance. So mine's about soda.
I love
and,
soda.
You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, did I do this one with Trevor? I couldn't quite remember, but I don't care. I'm going to say it anyways because it's my favorite drink on the planet.
Oh,
so
nice.
I've been to Africa like 4 times. Been to Kenya, Africa. So South
really?
Africa, multiple times. Stayed over there every time I've went and stayed about 2 weeks. And they have a soda over there. The Coca-Cola makes it. But they don't ship it to the States.
Mm-hmm.
It's only to South Africa, and they call it a Stony Tangawizi. And so we always, when we were over there and drinking, we were like, we're getting Tangawizi. But what it is instead of a root beer, it's a ginger beer,
mm-hmm.
and it's non-alcoholic. It's just a soda product that Coca-Cola makes. But they don't have them in America. But they were like my favorite, the best sodas ever. I absolutely
wow.
love them. You can
That's
only get
really
them in South Africa. But, I say before I get there, me and my dad, when we got back, we were like, we've got to find something that we can drink over here that is similar. And we found a few. There was one, I think that was called like 1842. It was a canned drink, and it was close, but it was too weak. And I happened across these at Walmart the other day. They're Fever Tree Premium Ginger Beer, non-alcoholic. They're made with real ginger. And over there, it is an alcohol aisle right next to where the mm-hmm. where the mixers are. And I saw them. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And it is pretty close. It's a little sweeter because
oh, cool.
sodas overseas don't have as much sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Even though it's all made by Coca-Cola, they put less sugar in it for some reason than it is mm-hmm. here in America. So it's a little bit stronger over there. But mm-hmm. it's pretty close. So if anybody wants to try a ginger beer that's pretty close to a Coca-Cola product that everybody here, if you have not went to South Africa, you've never had it.
I've never
it's
been.
Called
I've
Fever
never
Tree.
Had it. I've got to try this now. And I can't believe you've been to Africa 4 times.
Yeah, I've been to Africa,
what?
I've been to Greece, and I've been to Japan.
You've never told me any of this information. Noah.
I don't tell nobody.
Well, now I have to hear about Greece and Japan and all these things.
Maybe
we'll
from some more Did You Know shows. I'll come up
what?
With some
yeah,
things that
come
I learned
up
over
with
there.
Some more stuff. That's really cool.
Absolutely. You have one more for
I've
us,
got
right?
one more. It's very quick and not as interesting as yours was, but it is pretty cool. So there are 100 folds in a chef's hat. So, you know, like a white
100?
Hat.
100?
There's 100 folds. So it represents 100 ways to cook an egg.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay,
so,
that's
yes,
cool.
That tall white hat that chefs wear has 100 folds for a reason. It signifies a chef's level of experience, like the number of ways he or she knows how to prepare eggs.
That is super cool. I didn't
yeah.
know that. Like I'm
I
always,
thought it was just a style.
Yeah, but there's actually a purpose
actually
for the amount
something.
Of folds
mm-hmm.
in the chef hat. Well,
mm-hmm.
there you go. Learn something new every day. Every day right here on the Did You Know Show. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 2:45.